From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has sent warning letters to 17 companies that they say are illegally selling more than 58 products that claim to prevent or cure Alzheimer's disease and other serious conditions. The FDA warns that the products, which are often sold online through websites and social media platforms, have not been reviewed by them and are not safe and effective for the treatment of the diseases as marketed. Let's check in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach. We'll get his views on some of this because the FDA does not look at supplements. Maybe they should. Doc Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That website is open for you to look at, criticalhealthnews.com. And the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, we'll do that in a moment, but for assistance or people there to help you, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. They have an app now at criticalhealthnews.com. It's free to download in your store. And, of course, the website is criticalhealthnews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach, of course, has researched in publication form more than 70-plus peer-reviewed and refereed journal articles. He has conducted thousands, if not thousands, of autopsies. And here he is back on Coast to Coast as we will talk about your health. We will take your phone calls earlier today in just a few minutes. Tom will be taking your text and tweets, and I've got about 25 emails. I'm not going to be able to get through all of them, especially with the calls that come in tonight. But he is back, Dr. Wallach. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Fantastic, George. Thank you so much. You're always great, and you're no different tonight. You're great tonight.
I better be on all the time, Doc. With the supplements you guys got me on, I better be in good shape, right?
That's right. That's what they do, 90 for life.
Hey, I wanted to get your reaction to the FDA sending out letters to 17 companies that are out there about some of what they believe to be their misleading ads. But my question is, does the FDA research supplements? I'm not sure they do.
They don't, George. Basically, universities do that, pharmaceutical companies do that, governments do that. But the FDA, is food and drug, they don't research these sorts of things. What they do is evaluate everybody else's studies. And, you know, there's certain vitamins and minerals that go back over 100 years that everybody can agree upon. You know, you can cure scurvy and prevent scurvy with vitamin C. You can prevent night blindness with vitamin A. You can prevent and cure rickets with vitamin D, beriberi with vitamin B1, pellagra with vitamin B3, and so on. And there's probably another dozen of them.
And those are obvious, aren't
yeah.
they?
And so the rest of them, there's over 900 different diseases that you get from nutritional deficiencies, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. And my postdoctoral fellowship study, which I did, was an NIH study, $25 million, and it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because they showed that there were no genetically transmitted diseases. It was one of the causes of a new science to be formed called epigenetics. And it represented 20,000 autopsies of 454 species, included 3,000 human beings, and 10 million chemistries, 10 million slides of special stains. We're all looking for pollution. And I was supposed to find a species of animals that would be sensitive to the same pollutants humans were. And what I found was that out of these 20,000 autopsies, 454 species of zoo animals in the big cities around the United States, there weren't any genetic diseases. There weren't any diseases that were caused by pollution. All the deaths were caused by nutritional deficiencies. And as a result, that thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. And so my work has a very special place. I did another big study in China where I did 1,700 autopsies on kids under the age of 10. Jeez. And it's published in the Journal of Trace Element Research. And so people look this stuff up, and it sounds outrageous, but it's true. I found in 1970 two wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa. They were brought to me as part of that big project. And they were adults, and they'd only been in America for 2 months, and I did the autopsies on them. They died 3 days apart. They had 98% blockage of their coronary arteries. Now, where do sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa get cholesterol? They weren't eating eggs.
Exactly.
They weren't eating butter. They weren't eating meat. They were eating grass and seeds and bark off of weeds and things. And it turns out that they were eating wheat, that the oil, wheat germ oil, had oxidized in the heat in the barn, turned into trans fats. It was the inflammation that caused the plaque in the arteries.
And I know you don't like oils, but if you have old oil in your cabinet, you better throw it out, right?
Yeah, right, or give it to a present to a doctor.
We won't do that.
Okay.
Tell people you were joking.
Of course I was joking.
That's right.
Okay, and so basically what I showed that was inflammation that caused this, I couldn't get it published in the United States, either in medical journals or veterinary journals, so I had to get it published. I went through Europe. I got it published in a Danish medical journal in 1970. It was the first publication that showed very clearly that plaque in the arteries has nothing to do with cholesterol in your diet. It's actually oxidized oils. 50,000, this is from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, George. 50,000 American kids under the age of 12 have heart attacks from eating microwave popcorn.
Oh, my God.
Each year, as yearly.
Oh.
Of those 50,000, 20,000 die from these heart attacks as kids under the age of 12 because the heat from the microwave produced these trans fats causing plaque in the arteries, and these 12-year-old kids and 8-year-old kids and 10-year-old kids are all dying of these heart attacks.
Well, you look at when you, let's say you do that and you wash out a bowl that you may have put the popcorn in, it doesn't wash away with water. It just kind of sits there.
That's correct. And, of course, if you want to eat popcorn, that's fine. But what you want to do is air pop it and then melt butter and put the melted butter on top of the popcorn is 100% safe.
Air pop it. That's smart. Indeed. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you all to go to the website. As a matter of fact, Jonty, the webmaster, has put in some new features there. There's a great article about, is your thyroid working, with a self-test that you can take about blood pressure and thyroids and everything else at criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I've got an email in from Bart. Wants to know, he's got numbness in his finger and hands due to neuropathy. Any suggestions there?
Oh, yeah. Those are easy ones, George. You know, it's not like sciatica. You get numbness and burning in your feet. That's a neuropathy. You get atrial fibrillation. That's a peripheral neuropathy. You get Bell's palsy, you know, where your face droops. You look like you've had a stroke. That's a peripheral neuropathy. You get ringing in your ears, tinnitus. That's a peripheral neuropathy of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. It's the facial nerve, or the seventh cranial nerve, and you get Bell's palsy. These are all peripheral neuropathies caused by squeezing of the nerves. Osteoporosis of the skull causes 25 of these diseases, and they're caused by osteoporosis, or degenerative disc disease. The vertebrae get closer together, smashing the roots of the spinal nerves, cause AFib, and, of course, in the lumbar area, when you have degenerative disc disease, the lumbar vertebrae get closer together. They smash the roots of the sciatic nerve, causing sciatica down in the legs. And when you get this numbness and tingling in your fingers, you get degenerative disc disease in the disc between your cervical, your neck vertebrae, and the first couple of vertebrae in your upper back, your thorax. And again, when you have osteoporosis of the skull, you can even get what's called gastric paresis, where you get terrible cramping in your stomach and you're throwing up mucus and you have hiccups.
Geez.
And this is caused by a squeezing of the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, as it comes out of the skull by the osteoporosis of the skull. And I'm actually coming out with a major paper on the 25 diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. People go to dentists. They go to little 12-year-olds will go to a orthodontist to get their teeth all straightened out. Well, they're all crooked because of osteoporosis of the skull. Same with ringing in the ears or ataxia, Meniere's disease, where you feel like you have motion sickness. You lose your sense of smell because of the first cranial nerve, the olfactory nerve, is being squeezed. You can lose your vision because the optic nerve is getting squeezed as it's going through the skull. Because these tunnels that these nerves come through, when you get osteoporosis of the skull, they get filled up with connective tissue, squeeze the nerves. So reverse the osteoporosis of the skull, and these things all go away. You don't need all these surgeries and implants and this sort of thing, by just getting rid of the osteoporosis, which is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. And, of course, we have programs for that.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, who continues to travel all over the place. Are you going to be at Contact in the Desert this June?
Sure. I won't miss it for the next 300 years.
And you got a birthday right before me, don't you?
Well, we have the same day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, June 4th is just a couple of years difference.
Who's older?
Me.
Okay, good.
That's why you're young and beautiful.
Tom will take your text and tweets in just a moment. Another email in from Elroy, who wants to know what you can do for insomnia and not take drugs.
Do you want me to answer that question, George?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a new division. We have hemp, okay, and hemp FX and a CBD oil. And our CBD oils, it's not like what grandma sells on the street corner in the liquor store, or the tobacco store, or your local grocery store. Our CBD oil from Youngevity, we've added a half a dozen other herbs in, you know, valerian and chamomile and things like that, that actually induce sleep along with the CBD oil. And it's just outrageous the benefit you get from this. People are just calling in. They can get it on auto ship. It just comes all the time. People are getting off of CPAP machines. It's just amazing how things are going by trying this CBD oil. And, of course, it's drops you put on your tongue. And if you need sleep, you will go to sleep. It's amazing.
Doc Wallach with us again, criticalhealthnews.com. Texts and tweets coming up in just a moment, plus your phone calls, and we'll take calls with Doc next hour as well. He appears on the program every 3 weeks. Pharmacist Ben every 3 weeks as well. We space them apart just so you can get the biggest benefit of both of them when they are on the program. And I had a story about the flu a moment before you came on, Doc, where a lot of parents don't want to get their kids vaccinated. What do you think?
Well, there's a certain amount of danger in vaccinations. There's always a percentage of kids each year that have some neurological reactions to it. There's some people who get vaccinations for, whether they're kids or teenagers or adults, they get vaccinations for the flu. And in some areas, people who get the vaccinations have a higher rate of the flu than people who don't get the vaccinations.
That's right.
And one of the reasons is people wait until flu season to get the vaccinations, and most vaccines will knock your immune system down for a couple of months. Well, if your immune system's down for 3 months during the flu season, you're going to get the flu.
Hold on, Doc. We'll talk more about that, and we'll take phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and the phone number to call for assistance. There are people there that will give you information, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast. We'll be back in a moment with your phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Well, our March 23rd event in Everett, Washington is sold out already. We've still got a little more than a month to go, and it is sold out. I'm really looking forward to showing up in Everett, Washington at the historic Everett Theater. Now, I will tell you, Tom is running around like a crazy man trying to find some more tickets to put up there, but right now they're all sold out. In Columbus, Ohio, we've got some tickets available. Our May 11th live event. Go to coasttocoastam.com. At the top of the homepage, you'll see events. Click that. Or in the carousel reel, you'll see the Columbus banner. Click that, and it'll take you straight to the Lincoln Theater's website, where you can get your tickets. If you don't have a computer, you can call the Kappa Ticket Center there in Columbus at 614-469-0939. 614-469-0939. And then, of course, on July 27th in the Miramar, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area at the Miramar Cultural Center, our live stage show there as well. And with these shows, we have special guests, meet and greet, music. We've got it all. It's a fun show. But this will be at the Miramar Cultural Center on July 27th. Get your tickets the same way. Go to coasttocoastam.com, click events, or the carousel reel, or here's a phone number for Ticketmaster, 1-800-745-3000. Remember the date, July 27th. We are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and we give out a lot of information. If you miss it, here's the number to call where folks will give you information, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, you were talking about vaccines and how sometimes people get them too late, and it doesn't give them enough time to build up their immunity.
Yeah, and even lowers your immunity just a little bit because the vaccines kind of attack your immune system, and it takes a while for your immune system to build up and fight back. And so there's that little space in there, a month or two after you get the vaccinations, where you're susceptible. So it's better if you're going to get the flu shots, get them in April and May, not August and September. Okay, you're going to get them early, and then you're safe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we like to tell people, look, your immune system does need raw materials. Your immune system cannot function or perform in a vacuum, and so your immune system does need the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. Now, I'm just short of 80 years old now, George.
My God, Doc, you look like you're 60.
Yeah, most people think I'm 20 years younger than I really am.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to steal an airplane with me on it, I'll tell you. I can still whoop them. And the thing that I've done is twice a day for 70 years, I've taken the 90 essential nutrients. We've gone through 20 generations in this time, that's 70 years, and so we're not using calcium-enriched Minute Maid orange juice as our source of calcium as we did 70 years ago. And so we're much farther ahead than that. And so we have these wonderful programs for over 900 different diseases. And, of course, you take the 90 essential nutrients, you stay away from the bad foods, your immune system can perform. Your immune system needs stuff, just like your car. You put oil in the car, you put transmission fluid in, you have windshield wiper fluid, you put heavy grease lubrication in your bearings and things like that. We need to treat our bodies, about the same as we do our car. We'd be better off. We don't wait.
Maintenance.
In the car, you don't wait until the engine burns up to put oil in it. You put oil in it to prevent it. And so we need to prevent these diseases.
And some who wait, the engine seizes up and dies.
Exactly right.
Let's take some calls here for you. Tammy in Meadville, Pennsylvania. First-time caller. Hi, Tammy.
Oh, good evening, George. Hello, Doc. Thank you so much.
Great. Glad we got you in here.
How can we help you?
Okay. For my mom, she's 80 years old, pushing 280 pounds. For the past, I'm going to say 60 years, she's been in some seriously poor health. The last several years, she's in congestive heart failure, continuous bladder infections, kidneys hurt all the time, enlarged heart, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis. I don't know how far down the list.
Is she on kidney dialysis?
No.
Okay. So she's got congestive heart failure, high blood pressure. Does she have diabetes?
No.
Okay. And she's got arthritis and fibromyalgia, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
Does she have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No.
Okay. Does she have any respiratory problems, asthma, bronchitis, COPD?
Not that we know of, other than she does. Right now, she is having trouble breathing. She can barely get a sentence out without having to stop and get breath.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing we need to do is get rid of the bad stuff, okay? This is everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, spouse, renters, caregiver, kids, okay? Everybody in the household is going to be drop-dead gluten-free. No wheat, butter, or oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, no oils, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarines, mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oil.
All the stuff that tastes good, Doc.
Yeah, all the stuff that tastes good. No
MCT. Throw it out.
It's all got to go because it causes inflammation. And then at 280 pounds, she's almost 300 pounds. So ideally, now, if price is an issue, I wouldn't go any lower down than treating her for 200 pounds. But I'm going to give you the ideal for 280, 300 pounds. Okay, how tall is she?
About 5'1".
Well, 5'1", I'd like to see her weigh 110. So she needs to lose 170 pounds.
My gosh, that's a lot of weight to lose.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I get people who are 5'2" and they weigh 325. Little kids that are 15 years old, they're 4'11". They weigh 225 pounds.
Jeez.
And in like 7 months' time, we get them down to 110 pounds. Okay? So here's what we need your mom to do. I'm going to give you the ideal. If you have to cut it by a third for cost, well, that's, you can do that, but it'll take longer. And so What I want you to do, get rid of all the bad foods, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, and the wheat, barley, rye, and oats to maximize absorptions. You cannot out-supplement a bad diet. Ideally, she would take three what we call healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's our biggest hammer in the toolbox. Three healthy brain and heart packs per month, one for each 100 pounds. It's a dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. I'd also give her the MSM tablets, and this is to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes your bone itself, all these peripheral neuropathies and things. And so I'd have her take the MSM tablets three times a day. That's two bottles a month of the MSM tablets. I'd also have her take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. I'd have her take 12 of those a day, four with each meal, four breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That'll be three bottles a month. And they're designed to support healthy blood pressure, but also they'll support healthy blood flow through the brain, through the coronary arteries and the arteries in her kidneys, which will help her kidneys work better and so forth. I also want to have her take the glucogel, two large bottles a month, so she can take 15 a day, five, five, and five, five with each meal. I'd also have her take, again, those MSM tablets. We'll do the same thing from a different direction. She also needs our Stay Natural capsules. Okay, they're called Stay Restored from our Stay Natural division. And all of these will support maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bones, and let's see here, vitamin D3, because I'm sure she doesn't get out in a bikini 4 hours a day at her body weight and age 80 years old. So she needs to get three of our vitamin D3 capsules three times a day, the three bottles a month. And for pain, I'd have her use our new Hemp FX product, Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E. It's in a pump bottle, and get a couple of little bottles of our aromatherapy oil blend called Trauma Oil, T-R-A-U-M-A. Put four or five drops of the Trauma Oil in a half a teaspoon of the Soothe. She can rub that on her knees, her back up around her neck, and the first four thoracic vertebrae, her knees, any place else she has pain, muscle groups, and so forth. And then call us, call our people every couple of weeks. She will be a great testimony. Even at 80 years old, the human body responds when you give it the raw material. We are built to repair ourselves, but we need raw materials to do it.
And Tammy, the number to call in case you missed some of this, 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom has one for you, Doc. What do you have, Tommy?
This one coming in from Sam, a tweet from Sam. I need something for depression. Is Adderall good? I need some help, please.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't like prescription drugs because they only treat the symptoms. They don't get right down to the basic root cause. And so I like our Uplift, which is our encapsulated CBD oil, because we've added things to it. Okay, we've added things to it that actually increase your ability to function, neurologically. Okay?
Without getting high.
Without getting high. Well, there's no THC in our hemp. Okay, we are totally 100% THC-free. We're legal in all states. But this Uplift division, which is in the soft gel capsules, our CBD oil, plus it's got a half a dozen other things we've added to it, herbs and so forth, that actually increase the function of the brain. People who have anxiety, people who have things like depression, manic depression, bipolar disease.
Panic attacks.
Yeah. It's amazing what this will do.
Very good. And what was the name of that again, Doc?
Okay, it's called Uplift. It's part of our Hemp FX division. It's our capsules. But this goes along. He also needs to take one per 100 pounds of body weight of the healthy brain and heart pack, healthy brain and heart pack. So if he weighs 200 pounds, 175 to 220 pounds, two healthy brain and heart packs, full dose twice a day. And I'd have him eat three eggs twice a day, soft yolks, soft boiled, soft poached, soft scrambled and butter. And that gives him all the stuff his brain needs to just function properly.
You have something called De-Stress, also capsules.
Well, yeah, De-Stress, you could throw that in. De-Stress, three capsules twice a day. De-Stress actually has the nutrients in it necessary for the brain metabolism, helps the brain. And you can even throw in the Ultimate Niacin Plus, one or two of those twice a day. And it's amazing. One of the things, if I have 2 seconds here to talk on dementia,
sure.
Eight different dementias. And one of the reasons why there's so much craziness over dementia and misinformation is that doctors will always cause, no matter which one it is, And there's no rule, George, that says you can't have one or three or five or all eight of them at the same time. Doctors will always call them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the insurance code book, Alzheimer's disease treatment pays out the most. And so you can get things like pellagra causes dementia. Okay, it's a vitamin D3 deficiency. You can get vascular dementia where you have plaque in the arteries of the brain. You can have Korsakoff syndrome, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin. And I've had one guy who was treated for 3 years by Mayo Clinic, New York University Medical School, and Wake Forest University in North Carolina, treated him for 3 years for dementia, for Alzheimer's. He diagnosed him as dementia. He goes into a coma for 8 years, and he was on a G-tube for 8 years hoping that a cure would come along to treat him. Now, this is a gospel true story. And when his sister told me, his name is Ray McGregor, and it's a newspaper story, so it's not I'm giving out any information I shouldn't. And she calls me and tells me he's been in this coma for 8 years. His brain waves are just about zero, and they're ready to pull the plug on him. Is there anything to be done? He said, well, yeah, give him the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the three eggs twice a day, the de-stress capsules, as you pointed out, the Synaptive, and let's put all these things together. And give him a fourth of the stuff you're mixing up every day at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bedtime. And then call me every couple of weeks, let me know how he's doing. Well, on the fourth day, she calls, she's crying. He had gotten up. He thought he was only sleeping for one night. He shaves. He gets dressed. He goes to work at the bank. And so the nurse at the nursing home says, if you want to see your brother Ray, you got to go to the bank because he's at the bank at his old desk.
Huh.
After 8 years in a coma.
How about that?
In 5 days.
How about that? John in Reading, Pennsylvania is with us on the Wild Card line. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hi, George. And hi, Dr. Wallach. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
My wife is 40 years old. She's 5'2 and about 284 pounds. She is trying to work on her weight.
Mm-hmm.
She's relatively healthy up until this past March. She was diagnosed with conjunctivitis, pink eye, and then it quickly turned into autoimmune disease and was told she had Sjögren's syndrome, where her dry eyes are dried out. She's aches and pains throughout her body. She's been on antidepressants for years. They put on a new antidepressant last March, right around the time she got the Sjögren's, so we don't know if that's causing it. I wanted your opinion, but we have her on hemp oil right now. They have her on, the doctors, they'll have her on all different kind of pain medicine, not helping. Have her on five different antidepressants, doesn't help. So I wanted your opinion on what, you know, what do you recommend naturally? We are doing, like I said, the hemp oil. We're trying to do olive leaf extract.
Here's the deal.
You've
given me already the answer, because she's tried all these treatments, drugs, herbs, hemp oil, okay, and nothing's helping her.
Right.
Well, there's only one possible reason here. She's not absorbing any of that.
Okay.
Now, does she have any history of respiratory stuff, any asthma or bronchitis?
She does have asthma, and she is on a CPAP machine for sleep apnea.
Okay. Does she have any skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, but she was actually just diagnosed 2 weeks ago with shingles, and now they're trying to treat that. So
This
seems like her immune system has gone haywire.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. She's not absorbing. That's why she's not responding to any of the medication, natural or prescription.
Okay.
So first thing she needs to do is get off all the bad foods. You do, everybody in the household, the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, kids, mother-in-law. Do you have children by her? Does she have children?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have two.
Yeah.
Do they have asthma or skin problems?
My daughter has one. My oldest has eczema. Yeah, my youngest is not yet, though. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so she's passed it on to them. She has a gluten problem. So everybody in the household has got to be drop-dead gluten-free, no wheat, no barley, rye, no oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. Don't buy that lie.
That all creates inflammation, too, correct? All
of course.
That stuff.
No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens. And then I'd have her take, she's close to 300 pounds. Ideally, she would take three Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. Okay, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, I would have her take the Glucogel 15 a day, 5, 5, and 5. That's 2 large bottles a month for cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. And then for weight loss, I'd throw in our keto caramel shake and meal bars. Two meals a day, she should have one of these keto caramel meals. It could be either or not both.
And they kind of fill you up, don't they, Doc?
They fill you up, and they help you burn calories. When you have obesity, 5'2", 282 pounds, she's actually nutritionally deficient. She's absorbing calories because they're tiny little things, but she cannot absorb B big clumsy nutrients, and that's why she's having all these problems. And so the omissions are very important here, to omit all these bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, and then take the three Healthy Brain and Heart packs. If money's a problem, drop it down to two, but it'll be very slow compared to taking three, okay? And then for the weight loss, I would throw in the caramel keto, two meals out of the three. The third meal, steamed vegetables and a couple of poached eggs, or steamed vegetables and ice cream scoop full of maybe some steamed fish or some poultry baked or grilled breast. And then make sure that she takes what we call Rev. Get her two bottles a month of Rev. It's a dropper bottle. Put a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under her tongue, 30 minutes for each meal. It absorbs oral tissues. Put a second dropper full under her tongue, 15 minutes for each meal. And within a week, she'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And now we're talking 7, 8 months, 10 months, not even a year, she'll be down to 130 pounds.
Well, that's the way to do it. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance again, folks, 1-855-949-7234. We're going to come back in just a moment with Doc Wallach for a final hour to go of your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, and some emails that I've got here for us. Doc does this for us every 3 weeks as a public service for him. He volunteers his time, and we will be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.